Hi, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And my name's Elsie.
Now, yesterday on the show, we learned all about how to make a burger. We started off with the patty, of course, which I think is the most important ingredient.
Yes.
You got to get your minced beef, your seasonings, like your salt and your pepper. Maybe some garlic goes in there.
Just onions.
Onions, whatever kind of thing you want to add and what kind of flavor you have depends on what you put in the patty, of
and
course.
And you mix them together.
You mix them together, roll it in a ball, put it flat, then you can
press
cook
it out.
Yeah.
And cook it.
Then you cook it. And then you've got the hamburger bun. That's another crucial or very important ingredient as well. Then you've got what? You've got some vegetables, right?
Yeah, vegetables like lettuce, tomatoes. And that you can put into the hamburgers.
You can put between the buns, and then you've also maybe got some cheese as well. You can put different types of cheese on there. Again, depending what kind of flavor you want.
Yeah, and you can choose if you want to put one patty between the hamburger or two patties.
What about three?
More.
What about three?
Or five.
Oh, five. Okay, now we're just getting crazy. Well, today, luckily, we're going to learn the perfect burger eating technique. Now, you might think, well, I know how to eat stuff. I put it in my hands, and then I put the food in my mouth. Right.
But sometimes, you know, for a lady like me, after I eat burgers, my hand and my mouth are all greasy and dirty. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's can be kind of a messy food. I don't know, like, do you use like a knife and fork?
So normally I use a knife and a fork.
Use a knife and fork?
To eat my hamburger.
For a hamburger. No. Okay, the good. It's a good thing you're here, because today we're going to teach you the right way.
Okay.
We're going to get you to put away the knife and fork.
No more knives and more
No more
forks.
Knives,
all right.
No more forks, just these two right here, these two hands. So let's go ahead and get into the article. We're going to teach Elsie and you guys the perfect burger eating method.
Yes.
A guide to hamburgers.
Peggy and David are eating hamburgers.
This hamburger is so yummy. I could eat it every day.
Me too. I love hamburgers, but they're so messy to eat.
You know, there's a correct way to hold a hamburger.
What do you mean?
Several Japanese scientists now know the best way to eat a hamburger.
How?
You need to use both hands for this. Hold the bottom of the hamburger with your pinkies and your thumbs.
And the other fingers hold the top of the hamburger?
Yes, but don't hold the hamburger too tight or the patty might fall out.
Wow, it's so easy to eat a hamburger like this.
Peggy and David continue to enjoy their hamburgers. Correct. Correct. All my answers on the English test were correct. All my answers on the English test were correct. Hold. 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 Held. Held. Can you hold my bag for a minute? Thanks. Can you hold my bag for a minute? Thanks. Several. Several. There are several drinks in the refrigerator, such as tea, juice, and coffee. There are several drinks in the refrigerator, such as tea, juice, and coffee. Finger. Finger. These gloves help keep my hands and fingers warm. These gloves help keep my hands and fingers warm.
So today, our scenario says Peggy and David are eating hamburgers. So they've already learned how to make the burgers. Now they finally get to enjoy them. They get to sit down and have a nice big burger meal.
Mm-hmm. So in the scenario, 文章对话背景在 Peggy 跟 David 正在吃汉堡里，就是他们已经把汉堡做出来了，准备享用这个汉堡。
Now, David says, this hamburger is so yummy. Remember, Elsie taught us this word yesterday. It's like saying it's delicious, or it's tasty.
Or yummy.
Or it's yummy. It just means it tastes really good. He says, I could eat it every day. Yes, we often say this when we're talking about our favorite foods. You say, oh, it's so good. I could eat this every day, 3 meals a day, 7 days a week. I could just eat this every day of the week.
Yes, so David 这边说这汉堡太好吃了，我可以每天吃。I could eat it every day. So Joe, what kind of food can you eat every day?
Every day, pizza.
Every day, pizza?
I could eat pizza, but then I would probably be somewhere around 300 or 400 pounds.
But right now, like this.
I would not be able to fit on camera. We would need a special lens to fit me on there. So
you
could
meet me here.
I could eat pizza every day, but I shouldn't eat pizza every day. But David could eat burgers every day, and Peggy says, me too.
Ooh.
I love hamburgers, but they are so messy to eat. Yeah, burgers are delicious. Could you eat burgers every day?
No, I can't.
Not. It's, I mean, like, if you're going to eat something every day,
fat.
Well, you'd get tired of it. Yeah. I think you would. I don't know. Maybe I should
change.
Try it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try eating burgers
every day. No, don't try that. That's not healthy.
Well, Peggy says they're messy to eat. If something is messy, it just means it's like kind of dirty. Things get all over the place, out of order. You might say you have like a messy room at home if you've got stuff all over the place.
Or your,
which my room is messy. What else is messy?
Like you are messy.
I'm messy. I'm feeling very neat and tidy today. But yes, she says burgers are messy to eat because when you bite into them, you might get like, you know, grease and juices and things all over the
hands
place. All over your face and your hands. So yes, it is messy to eat.
And imagine when you're eating your burger in front of your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Not a good date food. Maybe don't have burgers on the first
date. No more date.
You're sitting there, you're taking a nice big bite. There's juice going down your chin. You know. So tell me about yourself. Oh, that's good.
Right. So here, Peggy says, 我也可以啊，我爱汉堡，但是吃汉堡的时候呢，会把东西弄脏。Messy 就是混乱的，把东西弄脏的。We can also say a place or a person is so messy. 就像刚刚 Joe 老师提到的，代表一个人呢，或是一个地方非常的脏乱。For example, we can say, you are so messy. Your room is so messy. 再来跟同学们补充哦，如果我们把字尾的 y 去掉，我们会看到 mess。M-E-S-S, mess, 是一团糟一团乱的意思，它是一个名词。我们也可以说 you are a mess. Your room is a mess.
I'm having flashbacks to my childhood. I hear my mother's voice. I remember.
So messy.
Your room is so messy. Well, she's saying the hamburgers are messy. David, though, says, you know, there's a correct way to hold a hamburger.
To hold a hamburger.
It's the holding technique that he's going to talk about. So he's going to teach Peggy this correct way.
所以 David 就说了，你知道吗？有一种正确的方式来拿汉堡起来吃，而不是用老师刚刚说到的刀叉哦。
Correct is our word power word. It's the first one, so let's take a closer look. Correct means that something is suitable and right for a particular situation. For example, all my answers on the English test were correct. All my answers on the English test were correct.
Correct, 形容词正确的。例句提到呢，我英文考卷上所有的答案都是正确的。那接下来跟同学们补充哦， correct 这个形容词呢，其实也可以等于 right, 正确的。那相反的呢，Right 的相反就是 wrong 咯。那如果 correct 的相反，我们当然可以说 wrong， 或者是另外一个字，我们在 correct 的字首加上 in， 变成 incorrect。所以再复习一次哦， correct 等于 right 是正确的，那 wrong 等于 incorrect 是不正确的。那另外 correct 这个字呢，还可以当动词，什么意思呢？订正、修正。
Now, they were talking about the correct way to hold a burger. Now, hold is our second word power word for today, so let's take a closer look right now. To hold something means to take and keep something in your hands or your arms. For example, we could say, can you hold my bag for a minute? Thanks. Can you hold my bag for a minute? Thanks.
Hold 在文章当中是拿的意思，那当然它还有握、捧或抱以及举行的意思在哦。例句提到呢，你可以帮我拿一下包包吗？谢谢。
Now Peggy, she has a question. She says, "What do you mean?" Yeah, I've never thought about this either. The correct burger holding technique,、the way to hold it in your hands. I just kind of
just use your fingers, right?
I just kind of use my fingers and I pick it up and I eat it. I don't really think about it.
So, what do you mean? 什么意思啊? Peggy 这边问 David. What 代表什么东西或事物? What do you mean? 你的意思是什么?
David says, several Japanese scientists now know the best way to eat a hamburger. Okay, there's Japanese scientists. Scientists. These are people who, study different things, you know, like physics, chemistry, biology.
Yeah, they do.
And apparently burger eating is now a science.
They do experiments.
They do experiments in a lab.
How to eat burgers?
So this is serious business. We have Japanese scientists studying the perfect way to eat a burger.
几个日本的 scientists, 科学家现在知道呢汉堡最棒的方式是什么。
So not only are there scientists working on this, but there are several of them.Let's take a look at the definition of several right now in our next word power segment. Several means more than two, but not many. For example, there are several drinks in the refrigerator, such as tea, juice, and coffee. There are several drinks in the refrigerator, such as tea, juice, and coffee.
Several 几个的，那通常呢，我们用 several 这个字啊，代表是两个以上，但是不会太多哦。那记得 several something 后面一定要加一个可数的名词。那后面我们说例句啊，提到冰箱里呢有几种饮料，像是茶、果汁和咖啡，这边就只有三种，我们就可以用 several 这个字。
So these scientists, several scientists, from Japan have been studying how to eat a burger correctly. Peggy has a very simple question. She asks, how?
How? 怎么拿?
How?
How
do you do this?
How?
Tell me how you eat a burger. Well, David is going to explain this for us.
Important part.
This is very important stuff. He says you need to use both hands, so not one hand, you need two hands for this, hold...the bottom of the hamburger with your pinkies.
Pinky?
These are your pinky fingers. These two right here, the small fingers.
Two pinkies?
Like this and your thumbs. Hold the bottom of the hamburger with your pinkies and your thumbs. So like this? Is this what he's talking about? This is your pinky, this is your thumb, and you're going to hold the bottom like this?
This or this?
There must be more to this. This is only the first part of the explanation.
Alright, so 你需要的是呢两只手来拿汉堡，用小指头，两只手，所以是两根小指头哦，和大拇指拿着汉堡的底部。
And then Peggy says, and the other fingers...hold the top of the hamburger. So, okay, these fingers, your thumb and your pinky, they're already working. Now you've got the other ones, the three in the middle, and the other fingers hold the top of the burger. So you've got thumb and pinky kind of like this, other fingers at the top. My fingers don't go this way. My fingers are stupid. What's going on?
Joe, look at my fingers.
It's like a claw. I'm not sure what's happening.
I can't do it.
This is difficult. These Japanese scientists...I'm not sure what they're telling us to do with our fingers, so let's take a break and go to our next word power word, all about fingers.
Hold on, I need to explain that part first, okay? So, 其他的手指呢必须要在汉堡的顶部。所以刚刚你们看到我跟 Joe 老师的手指头已经全部扭曲在一起了，对不对? We can't do it.
We can't do it, but what we can do is now explain what fingers are.Your fingers are the long, thin parts on the end of your hands. For example, these gloves help keep my hands and fingers warm. These gloves help keep my hands and fingers warm.
Finger, 手指。例句提到呢，这副手套帮助我保持手和手指的温暖。So Joe, we have five fingers on one hand, right?
Yes.
So how do we call this finger?
This is your thumb.
This is our thumb.What about this one?
That is the index finger.
Index finger?
Yes.
What about this one?
That one is the middle finger.
Middle finger because it's in the middle.
Yes.
What about this one?
That is your ring finger.
Because you wear your ring here.
Yes, you do.
What about this one?
That is your pinky.
All right.
The pinky finger. Mm-hmm. So those are all the names. Now, apparently there's more to this technique. David says, yes, but don't hold the hamburger too tight or the patty might fall out. So you've got your fingers doing all this weird stuff, but you have to kind of hold it in kind of a...
loose way.
Loose way, not too tight.
Okay. So you might, if you hold it too tight,
don't
you might squeeze it.
Yeah,
right?
Don't squeeze it too much.
Okay. 所以这边呢 ,David 就说了是啊但是不要把汉堡拿得太紧不然汉堡肉 ,the patty, 会跑出来。
Now, Peggy says, wow, it's so easy to eat a hamburger like this.
Really?
Is it really easy? I still haven't figured out the finger thing. I need practice.
Peggy 好像已经很熟悉了。她说, wow, 像这样吃汉堡好简单啊。
And we end with another scenario. It says, Peggy and David continue to enjoy their hamburgers.
Okay, 所以最后呢这个文章背景来到呢 Peggy 和 David 继续享受他们的汉堡。那我们看到 continue to enjoy, continue to 后面加一个原形动词代表继续做某件事情。我们也可以说 continue doing something。那也就是等于呢我们常见到的片语哦 go on doing something。
All right, we're almost out of time, but before we leave you, it's game time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, today's game is going to be all about the fingers. Okay, so let's quickly review.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
thumb.
This is...
index finger.
Index finger. The one in the middle is just called...
middle finger.
Middle finger. And then we've got this one right here. That is...
ring finger.
Ring finger. And what's the little guy?
Pinky.
Okay, so the game is... I'm going to just put my hands behind my back,
mm-hmm.
just like this, but I'm going to be holding out, I'm going to bring it out, I'm going to show you one finger, and you've got to tell me what the name is, okay?
Okay.
You've got to try to remember, okay?
So I'm going to guess, right?
You're going to guess, you're going to guess.
So ready?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, ready? One.
Is it a middle finger?
Is it a middle finger? No.
That's nice of you.
That's nice of me, I'm being polite.
Is it a... ring finger.
No, it's not the ring finger.
What? Only five fingers and I guess two times?
You get two wrong.
I'll
give you one more try.
Pinky!
You're right! It's the pinky finger, the smallest one. This guy right here. So remember, one more time, we've got the thumb, we've got the index finger, we've got middle finger, ring finger, and the pinky finger. Don't forget about poor little pinky on the end of your hand like this when you're eating... your hamburgers. All the fingers are equally important.
Yes.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's program. Please join us again on the next edition of A Plus English. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Alice. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
A Guide to Hamburgers.
Peggy and David are eating hamburgers.
This hamburger is so yummy. I could eat it every day.
Me too. I love hamburgers, but they're so messy to eat.
You know, there's a correct way to hold a hamburger.
What do you mean?
Several Japanese scientists now know the best way to eat a hamburger.
How?
You need to use both hands for this. Hold the bottom of the hamburger with your pinkies and your thumbs.
And the other fingers hold the top of the hamburger?
Yes, but don't hold the hamburger too tight or the patty might fall out.
Wow, it's so easy to eat a hamburger like this.
Peggy and David continue to enjoy their hamburgers. Correct. Correct. All my answers on the English test were correct.All my answers on the English test were correct. Hold. 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 Held. Held. Can you hold my bag for a minute? Thanks. Can you hold my bag for a minute? Thanks. Several. Several.There are several drinks in the refrigerator, such as tea, juice, and coffee. There are several drinks in the refrigerator, such as tea, juice, and coffee. Finger. These gloves help keep my hands and fingers warm. These gloves help keep my hands and fingers warm.